Unfortunately, the situation of children who have been affected by this conflict is really difficult, as you can imagine, particularly that these children have not been able to reach their needs and their rights for quite some time, particularly in the areas of education. Also, we have many children who have been for almost like 2 years without being vaccinated against diseases like polio and measles. And many children have seen and witnessed terrible acts of the war.
And what is UNICEF doing to help with that?
UNICEF is already working with the partners, including the government of Iraq and other non-government organizations, particularly in providing basic services to meet the basic needs of these children, including water and sanitation, health and nutrition, education, and also taking care of their protection to ensure that they are safe as they come out of the conflict area, providing also psychosocial support. And as you can imagine, this is the time also that we have winter here in Iraq. So we have a big campaign on keeping the children warm for winter. We are reaching almost more than 300,000 children across the country, not only from Mosul, but from other parts also of the country, to keep the children warm.
As 2016 comes to an end, how many children has UNICEF been able to reach in Iraq? And how many more has UNICEF, or does UNICEF anticipate, it has not been able to reach?
The numbers of children that we cannot reach is still difficult for now, but definitely, as you may be aware, up to around 1.5 million people are in need of help, and at least more than 600,000 children who have been living in Mosul City have been affected. And as we are marking now, more than 100,000 people who have been displaced. This includes about 50,000 children. But if you take, for example, for the entire country, we have been able we are aiming to get almost 1 million children to go back to school, because we believe that education is key and it's very important for children to be able to catch up their schooling.
And as for 2017, what does UNICEF anticipate in terms of the plight of children in Iraq?
We are looking at increasing our support, particularly in provision of basic services. Of course, education is key, because we believe that education is what is going to save the children here in Iraq. Whether the children are in the areas of conflict, or they have managed to come to the camps, or they remain into some of the retaken villages, this is going to be our main area of focus, to advocate more and more for the education of children. And this, we believe, that will also help to keep the children safe if they will be able to be in the self-learning spaces. They will also be protected from being recruited to be affected by the armed conflict, and they will also be able to access more of their basic rights. So our focus will really be more on education, but of course, together with other basic service delivery. And we are working closely with the government to continue to advocate for education for children here in Iraq.